You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And I have the distinct pleasure of welcoming a room full of people into our studio. We're filled to capacity. We have a studio audience. Let's hear from the studio audience. There we go. All right. And we have with us tonight David R. Smith and Caitlin A. Smith. David is a singer-songwriter, and Caitlin is associated somehow to David, which we'll find out a little bit later. But welcome, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for having us on.
Pleasure to have you here, and welcome to you, Caitlin.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
And what is your relationship to David?
I am actually his daughter.
All right. And you sing together on the road?
I do. I sing a backup for him.
That's great. And we're going to find out a lot about David and Caitlin, and we have a CD which will be playing some of their music. And David, let's start off just a little bit with the music itself and just say, when I asked you what kind of music this was, you called it?
It was Americana.
Americana. Yes. Explain that to us.
Americana is kind of a cross between country, light rock, folk, all kind of all blended together. It can't be really classified as just plain country because it has so many different variations in it. So they call it Americana. I found out when I first came down to Nashville that that's actually what the type of music I wrote was actually called, because we didn't really know what it was called. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a blend of many different things.
A blend.
Yes.
Almost a mongrel.
Right. Right, exactly.
It was a dog breed. Now, you have New England roots. You originally started up in New Hampshire. Is that right?
I did. I was actually born and raised in upstate New York, and went to school at Berkeley in Boston, Massachusetts. And spent many years in New Hampshire, lived in New Hampshire for about 13 years, and Vermont for a year before I actually went down to Nashville in the mid-2000s.
And then once you got to Nashville, you've been there about 5 years?
There 5 years actually this month.
5 years this month. Mm-hmm. Caitlin, is that when you became involved and interested in singing, somewhere in that time period?
Actually, I started out as a young child in grade school. I did a lot of plays, and I was involved in choir. And then we didn't actually start performing together until about, like, I would say 2 years ago.
Okay.
When we were down south. Yep.
2 years ago, and this, for David, this is a regular gig for you. I mean, this is what you do. This is your life, right?
Yeah, I do quite a bit of it. I also do a few other things to bring extra money in.
Okay.
Besides that,
but I'm building songwriters.
Right. I'm building up the tours now to the point of where eventually someday I would just like to be on the road to do just playing music.
And a nice thing this summer brings you to New England, because appearing in Connecticut with Caitlin, that's kind of a neat thing to be able to have your daughter with you.
Daughter, father acts are fun. A lot of people say, oh, you're so lucky to have a daughter that will actually come and sing with you.
Well, that's a true thing. I mean, I know my dad and I both sang in quartets through the years, but we never sang together. We never had that fun or privilege of singing together. It was in separate groups, so that's kind of a neat thing.
It is.
Caitlin, what's it like to be someone about to go into college? You're going into college in Nashville area next year, right?
Uh-huh, that is correct. It's kind of nerve-wracking a little bit. Big step up from high school, but I think it'll be a really good opportunity.
But I meant, what's it like to be singing with your dad is really what I was getting at. Is that something that you like to do as far as the traveling, or would you rather do it in the local area?
I like to travel.
Yeah?
I like to travel a lot. I just think it's a bunch of fun, especially with him. I mean, we can play locally, but, I mean, to be able to go out like we are here now It's just a lot of fun.
And next weekend, you're going to be in upstate New York doing a concert up in that area?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll get to a little bit more of that. But right now, let's get to some music. And David, I'm going to ask you to tell us about the first song that we're going to hear. It's called Runaway to Vegas. I think I can presume what that means, but
It was just a quick song that I had put together. I just got this idea in my head of a couple meeting and just doing something spontaneous. And, hey, you know, we seem meant for each other. Let's go to Vegas and get married.
All right.
It was just something I wrote actually in a parking lot on a lunch hour.
This was not probably intended with advice for
Caitlin.
No.
It was just a fun song. That's all it was meant to be.
All right, here we go.
Started talking to this dark-eyed girl. Hit it off right away. At a poolside court. By an old cafe where outdoor musicians play. Talked for hours, but it seemed like years. Where have you been, girl, all my life? She just smiled and grabbed my hand as if to understand what I was about to say right then. It's right away to Vegas, cause only time can save us. Change our minds again. Then we can really find out if this thing will work out. Here's a cigar band for a ring. Let's start this crazy thing. I called the waiter over one more time. Two margaritas, if you please. We are celebrating our big upcoming day. A round of drinks, man, if you please. Let's run away to Vegas, cause only time can save us. Before we change our minds again, then we can really find out if this thing will work out. Here's a cigar band for a ring. Let's start this crazy thing. Such a thing, but if it feels right, oh, I wouldn't change a thing. Let's run away to Vegas, cause only time can save us before we change our minds again. This thing will work out. He's a cigar band for a ring. Let's start this crazy thing. Oh, let's start this crazy thing, baby. Let's run away to Vegas.
All right, well, that puts us in an Americana mood, I guess, listening to that music. Very nice, David.
Thank you.
And let's talk a moment about people don't have a chance to hear this kind of music very often on our station. Mm-hmm. We are a classical station, and right. Most of the week people are listening to music not quite like this.
Right.
As a matter of fact, usually most of the music on our station doesn't even have lyric. Now, as a songwriter, do you come up with lyrics first and melody second, or happens together?
It's the other way around. I come up with melodies first. I usually come up with the chorus first. I kind of get a chorus running in your head and work off the chorus into the verses. And after I have the music written, then I start thinking of stories, either something that pertain to my life or something that I've seen pertain to other people's lives or something that I've read about, and just kind of incorporate the music, incorporate the words in with the music.
And for the most part, you do your own lyrics, or do you depend on someone else?
I do. I've just, since I moved down to Nashville, I've started doing some co-writing with other artists. That seems to be very popular in Nashville. Mm-hmm. A lot of hits have been co-written
right.
by two or three other songwriters. And I started messing around with different songs, different parts, and bringing it to another songwriter. And saying, hey, let's put some words to this song, let's put melodies to this song. And I've been doing quite a bit of that. Actually, going back to the 80s with the studio audience here of Mr. O'Connell here.
By the way,
corner.
The studio audience's name is Bob O'Connell. Say hi, Bob.
Hello there.
Bob has been a guest on Conducting Conversations, I believe, twice before.
Twice.
And Bob is a pianist and songwriter also. And actually, David and...
That was actually when I first started co-writing, as Bob and I wrote some songs together. So I actually started co-writing back in the 80s and then stopped until I moved down to Tennessee.
There you go.
Co-writing.
And this CD that we're listening to today is called Here, Somewhere.
Somewhere Between Here and Now.
Somewhere Between Here and Now.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
My brother did that.
That's very cool. The CD cover. Is very plain, and on the top it says here, and on the bottom it says now, and in the middle it says somewhere. So somewhere between here and now. Very cool. And
that was Jeffrey's
idea. This next song is called Real Thing, right. Which I presume has nothing to do with Coca-Cola.
No, it does not, but it would be nice if Coca-Cola did pick up the melody. That would be really nice.
That would be really nice.
Yes, it is. This song was co-written by a friend of mine who was a very popular artist in the late 70s, early 80s by the name of Walter Egan. He had a hit with Magnet and Steel that was produced by Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, and he was working a lot with Fleetwood Mac.
All right, we'll give Real Thing a listen.
By the road, had my thumb outstretched, had an aching soul, and I was dripping wet. And I finally caught a ride, slowed down, pulled alongside me. I'd ask them, are you headed west? 'Cause there's a woman I love best who's been waiting such a long time to see. 'Cause I gotta get to my woman, 'cause you know she's a real thing. I spent my last few dollars just to call her. Asked me where I've been. I'd just been 10 years, son. For my stupid sin, shot down a man with a gun. No, but now I've paid my dues, and I know just what my freedom is worth. If you'll take me to her, I'd be indebted to you, sir. 'Cause I need to get my heaven on earth. 'Cause I gotta get to my woman, 'cause you know she's a real thing. I spent my last few dollars just to call her. She's a real thing. Thank you.
was a shell of a man with a gun in my hand. Pull the trigger, I surrender to pain. Oh, all I got from that woman, heartbreak, and it's a real thing. She took my last few dollars and left me to cry. All I got from the woman, heartbreak, and it's a real thing. She took my last few dollars, left me to cry for the real thing.
David, if people want more information about your CD and mm-hmm. your career mm-hmm. and or Caitlin, either way,
uh-huh.
I'm sure there's a lot more people out there interested about Caitlin than they are about you. They would be if they could be here in the studio with me anyway. But
nice.
But tell us about a website address you can go to.
A website you can go to visit to check out more of music and what I've been up to is the web address is www.myspace.com/Dave, D-A-V-R, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
All right. And they can find out more things. Can they also buy the CD?
They can. They can also buy the CD, and you can just email me, davrsmith@bellsouth.net.
Bellsouth.net. That's right. Not an address we hear around here very often.
No,
so
you don't hear bellsouth.net.
All right. All right. So if you're interested and you want to drop David an email, you can do that and be able to purchase the CD. And you have more than one, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to this next song before we take a break. This is called Please Let Me Stay.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about this one.
This one is more about just an everyday worker. He's a truck driver doing the same old routine, getting up early and actually taking his old dog on runs. And they run into some trouble along the highway. And it's just kind of a nice, easy song and something you can just imagine in your head as you listen to the lyrics.
All right. Well, this one's a little bit long, so we'll have a chance to just kind of fade out of this one as we go into our first break. And then we'll be back with more of David R. Smith and Caitlin A. Smith.
It's 3:15. Just him and his old shaggy dog, who could barely see. And it's time to haul another load past the old state line. He's just hoping he can stay awake, but now he's doing fine. He says, Lord, help me, Jesus, help me through another day. I know I'm not here forever, but I would like to stay. And I promise I will do your work and help out when I can. If only I can get the chance. So please let me stay. Was moving down that highway when he heard that tire blow, and he's holding on so very tight and wonders if he'll go to that old promised land that he's heard so much about. Just one more second till he hits, and you can hear him shout. He said, Lord, help me, Jesus, help me through another day. I know I'm not here forever, but I would like to stay. And I promise I will do your work and help out when I can. If only I can get the chance. chance, so please let me stay. If only for a while, I would like to see my hope for a better life for my kids and me. Truck skidded off the interstate and laid right on its side, and he's laying off there to the left with a dog there by his side. And he turns on the CB and calls out in the night, can anybody hear me? Is there anyone inside? He said, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me through another day. I know I'm not here forever, but I would like to stay. And I promise I will do your work and help out when I can. If only I can get the chance, so please let me stay. Let me stay.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with David R. Smith, singer-songwriter, and his daughter, Caitlin A. Smith. Caitlin Ashley, I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And most now that you're down in Nashville, I mean, a lot of young ladies have two first names.
I know.
That, you know, like Billy Joe. Or,
haven't heard too much of that one, but.
Peggy Sue or something. So Caitlin Ashley is kind of neat. That's kind of nice. What are your plans once you get into college this semester?
Well, I'm going to be taking some pre-med classes, hoping to become a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant. So going to have to take a lot of science.
A lot of science classes.
A lot of science.
Any music minors or anything like that?
Not sure yet, but okay. I hope so.
So no great ambition to get on the road and be in show business at this point.
Well, I still have some of that in me, so yeah. We'll just have to see.
We'll see what works out. Lots of times, once you get into school, things change.
That's
so,
true.
So keep your options open. That's a wise thing to do. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And David, this next piece that we have off of your CD, Somewhere Between Here and Now, now that I got the name right,
there
the title
go.
Right, is called Goodbye Morning. Tell us about this one.
Goodbye Morning Train. It's kind of like when you're in a dream state or you're thinking of all the different things you would like to do, and you get up, you get ready for the day, and it just kind of leaves your head. It's like your thoughts just go away and you can't remember what you did. It's kind of like goodbye. The train comes in with your thoughts and it leaves. It's just something I just came up with.
All right. Good morning.
Interesting tune.
Train.
In the morning with thoughts running through my head, which ones to act on and which ones to live dead, as I put my clothes on and head out the door. Can I keep the thoughts in my head falling on the floor?
goodbye morning train that took my thoughts away. Will they stay with me always or leave me right away? Oh, they give me such a peaceful feeling in the early hours back home. Oh, goodbye morning train. Ooh. As I work on through the day with things that I must do, try to remember all the thoughts while lying next to you. As I close up shop for the day and put my jacket on, I just smile and hope tomorrow I can remember what went on. Goodbye morning train that took my thoughts away. Will they stay with me always or leave me right away? Oh, they give me such a peaceful feeling in the early hours back home. Oh, goodbye morning train. Ooh. Ooh. Goodbye morning train that took my thoughts away. Will they stay with me always or leave me right away? Oh, they give me such a peaceful feeling in the early hours back home. Oh, goodbye morning train. Goodbye morning train. Hey, goodbye morning train.
David, I would imagine spending time on the road with your daughter, and I alluded to the fact that, if you didn't catch my hint, that Caitlin is a very attractive young lady, and I'm thinking that there must be opportunities when you're playing somewhere that there's some young men that might be.
I'm sure there are.
Looking in her direction.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
No problems with that, though.
No, she's a pretty strong child, so I'm not too worried about it.
All right. Caitlin, do you ever feel as a younger performer? I mean, obviously, you're much younger than your dad, of course. So do you ever feel that being on the stage and being in the spotlight is glamorous, or do you just think it's one of those things?
I don't know. I really like it. I enjoy performing a lot and seeing the feedback that other people have to give you. So I would say, yeah, I do like it.
You like the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And do you have other stars or singers that you kind of would like to be like or model yourself after?
None that are too much like country. I liked Hilary Duff a lot growing up. I looked up to her a lot, but recently, not too much.
Okay, so you're kind of doing your own thing and your own, the way you feel it should go, right?
Yeah.
Well, great. That's a great thing. All right, David, let's go to the next piece of music, which is Leaving Tennessee.
Yep. Yeah, Leaving Tennessee is about a girl growing up in a poor environment and being kind of physically, mentally abused by the kids because she's so poor and making fun of her, and she wants to grow up to be in the lights and big time and have everybody envious of what she achieved, and that's what she does.
Living here in a small town, here in Tennessee, where a little girl with unkempt hair, bandage on her knee, and she's carrying her school books with a bag full of holes. And old Billy's laughing, cause everybody knows she's a little bit different, and the bruises really show. And the smile on her face disappeared a long, long time ago. And she's leaving, but where will
go, 'cause she's leaving Tennessee, and she won't be coming back here anymore. And everything she's been through and everything she's seen, no, she's gonna leave this town, get away for a while. Years went by so very fast. Now she's on her way to the bright lights of the city. She bows her head to pray. Oh, Lord, help me make it. Lord, help me make it. Make it big someday. 'Cause she's leaving Tennessee, and she won't be coming back here anymore. Everything she's been through and everything she's seen, oh, she's gonna leave this town, get away for a while. And then at last, she's done and making the big time at last. Does old Billy laugh? Oh, no, not a chance, 'cause she's leaving Tennessee, and she won't be coming back here anymore. Everything she's been through and everything she's seen, no, she's gonna leave this town, get away, 'cause she's leaving Tennessee, and she won't be coming back here anymore. 'Cause everything she's been through and everything she's seen, oh, she's gonna leave this town, get away for a while. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. David, I think we have time to sneak one more tune in before we take our break. Tell us about Believe In.
Believe In is it's kind of, that was also co-written by Walter Egan. And it's a song that's probably so familiar to a lot of people. A guy works for years in a company, and finally his job is eliminated because of outsourcing to India.
Outsourcing to India. All right.
Yes.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
The world won't settle down, and life has gotten just too hard to be. This kind of day just wears me down, and I'm just looking forward to this evening. I backed up in a parking lot and sideswiped a new car as I was leaving. I report it, then I know my premium will go right through the ceiling. Oh, when this new world has me undone. Oh, and I'm getting back to square one. What I need as I stand here bleeding by my side. Today my boss had something interesting to tell me. Looks like my job of 20 years is going to somebody in New Delhi. And I said, it's a new global world it seems, but I can't outsource all my dreams. What I need, I stand here bleeding, by my side, someone to believe in. So much uncertainty, this world is certainly a mess. If you believe in me, I know we're certain to be blessed.
stand here bleeding by my side. Someone to believe in. Oh, what I need as I stand here bleeding by my side.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, having a very pleasant evening sitting with Caitlin A. Smith and David R. Smith. David is a singer-songwriter. We've been listening to his music, along with Caitlin chiming in now and then. Next weekend, you're going to be up in upstate New York at an outdoor festival. What part of the state are you going to be in?
It's up by Albany. It's about 50 miles west of Albany, a place called Gloversville, New York.
Oh, Gloversville. Know it very well.
A place that I was born and raised and lived there for many years. My folks are still there.
In Gloversville, New York, all right, just, you're right, you're saying, it's less than an hour outside of Albany, just
right.
About 40 minutes or so.
Right.
And so it's a big outdoor festival.
It is.
Several hundred people, thousand people?
Several hundred anyway, hoping, yeah. It's out at DeVos. It's called DeVos Family Entertainment, and they have a big outdoor concert hall that's covered, and everybody can, they can even pull trailers up, I mean, campers and so forth if they wanted to. So it's quite a big open area.
So if you're looking for some place to go, and it happens to be August 7th. August 1st, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's on a Sunday.
August 1st, and I was on the wrong weekend. August 1st, Sunday, and in Gloversville, New York. So all of you listening in the New York area, go on up and see Caitlin and David, and you can explain to Caitlin where she is.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I'll show her on the map. No.
Caitlin, don't feel bad. I've had many situations where I've been on stage, and I say, it's great to be here.
Where am I? Too many places.
All blend together after a while. Yeah. All right, let's get to a song that has a very intriguing title that you probably wouldn't hear normally on our classical station. This one is called Redneck Road.
Right. Right.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it's kind of like what the title says. It's taking an old country road that the man driving in the car is quite familiar with. It goes through towns that have long since perished only because of lack of work, and seeing run-down homes and gas stations, and going back to a house that he lived in as a child, and feeling the old sensation of reliving his childhood type of song.
Here we go.
Passing by a run-down place where I see an old car in a wide open space, and a rusty old pump with paint chipped off its side, and an old red sign that says out of gas. I guess times were good, but now they're bad. So folks moved on and off by the riverside. Driving through the country with the wind blowing through my hair, gonna find a reason, some place where I don't care. On a redneck road in some faraway place, I can drive forever at my own pace, and see miles and miles of land reaching to the sky. On a redneck road, life's not too fast. I can feel myself coming home at last. So get in your car and we'll go take a drive down a redneck road. As I get close to my old place, you can see the expression I get on my face, of a peaceful kind of feeling I left back home.
run out of my car real fast. I just hope I can make those few hours last. As I climb the steps to a house that I call my home. Driving through the country with the wind blowing through my hair. Gonna find a reason, a place where I don't care. On a redneck road in some faraway place, I can drive forever at my own pace and see miles and miles of land reaching to the sky. On a redneck road, life's not too fast. I can feel myself coming home at last. So get in your car, we'll go take a drive down a redneck road. I can never see all I had, being so close to heaven and never really being there. On a redneck road in some faraway place, I can drive forever at my own pace and see miles and miles of land reaching to the sky. On a redneck road, oh, on a redneck road, on a redneck road.
Now, Caitlin, this is an opportunity that we normally do on the show, but since you're not from this area, a lot of the people that we interview are from right here in the New England area, but mm-hmm. you're all the way down in Nashville, so
I
must have friends that are probably listening via the World Wide Web. And if you do want to listen to this show later, and you're hearing a portion of it on the radio now, and you want to listen to the podcast, you can do that by going to our website, which is classical959.com. And just go to the bottom of the website, and you'll see Conducting Conversations, and you can listen to any show. They're all archived there. So, Caitlin, people will be able to listen to this all over the world. Okay. Say hello to some friends.
I would like to say hello to my best friend, Caitlin, and my other friend, Shelby, and also my boyfriend, Brandon, who's in the military. I miss you, bud.
All right, great. And there's probably one other person, David, that we should mention.
Yeah, hello to my lovely wife, Kathy, down in Franklin, Tennessee, and my brother, Jeff, and Katie in Rye, New York, and my parents, Bob and Diane Smith, in Gloversville, New York, who we will be seeing shortly.
All right, that's great. And so I guess Kathy, your lovely wife, Kathy,
yes.
That's the appropriate title when
that's
someone
right.
talks about
yes, it is.
That in public.
Yes, yes.
My lovely wife, Kathy.
Yes.
And hello to her. And I'm glad that that things are going well for you. And I want to thank you both for being here today.
Thank you very much. We had a great time.
Great to have you in the studio. And
fun.
A round of applause from our studio audience. Yep, there they go. All right, thank you, studio audience, Bob. That's Bob O'Connell. By the way, Bob spells his name with two O's.
I noticed.
Oh, there you go. All right, we have one more tune on the CD that we're going to try to fit in here, and it's called Something I Shouldn't Do. And once again, thank you both for being here, and next week we'll see you all back here on Conducting Conversations.
Picked you up tonight because there's something I need to know, and it just won't wait another minute or two. I've seen you with other friends, and I've been down that road before, so I have to ask you every now and then. Do you need me like I need you? Oh, and I couldn't say, and I wouldn't choose life without you for the rest. rest of my days, 'cause it's something that I couldn't do. It's a feeling that inside that comes out when I'm with you, 'cause you make me laugh, and that's okay with me. I see it in your eyes that there's something on your mind, so baby, won't you tell me here tonight? Do you need me like I need you? And I couldn't say, and I wouldn't choose life without you for the rest of my days, 'cause it's something that I couldn't do. So I hope you come my way, and your road ain't very long, and you never forget how I feel about you. I'll be waiting here tonight till the dark sky turns to blue, and I hope I get an answer, babe, from you. Do you need me like I need you? Oh, and I couldn't say, and I wouldn't choose life without you for the rest of my days, 'cause it's something that I couldn't do. 'Cause it's something that I couldn't do.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.